Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So thankful and glad that you are here for more of your listener questions. And today, we tackle some current questions about what we think is going to happen with future Run Disney races. We talk about situations with transportation once you get down to Walt Disney World, how the 60-day ADR window might change how we plan our vacations moving forward, and much more. We hope you enjoy today's show, and thank you so much for sending in these questions. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our great friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for your next Disney vacation and adventures out there, and it's going to happen here soon, please work with the great agents over at the Magic for Less. They're a platinum earmarked agency. They take great care of their guests, and they're going to make sure this next trip is extra special for you. So check them out today. Get that trip planning started right now over at themagicforless.com. Please continue to use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase helps everything we do here on the show. So please bookmark it and use it often. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And we do have one more temporary way to support the show. It's our Patreon program. So drop by patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Support the show. If you can right now, we'd sure appreciate it. If you don't have the means, you have a little insecurity in your job, I totally get that. Everything's going to still be here for you. No sweat. We're always going to be here for you with all the shows. But if you can, we'd sure appreciate it. Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1685 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. I hope the show finds you safe and well in this crazy little world of ours, which is slowly, slowly inching back to normal in certain places. We're being able to go out and get some food in some places, and Pam's really excited about something she gets to do here very soon. So we're going to have a good time answering your listener questions. Thanks so much to everybody who has joined us here in the live chat. And I just mentioned her. Ricky's going to be here on Friday, but she's in an emergency meeting at this point. But she'll be here for the Friday show. So joining me today, we have Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Pam, you are so excited to get out of the house and get that hair did.
I know. I'm in Pennsylvania here. Our hair salons get to open up on Friday. I get to be at the hair salon that I go to on Friday at 9 a.m. I am the first appointment. So I don't know what that means. I guess I have clout in the hair salon there that they're like, we're calling Pam Forrester and bringing her in first. So anyways, I am so incredibly excited. They said that there are a few procedures that look different. And I said, I don't care. I need my haircut. I was actually overdue to go in right when this all started. So
teach you to wait, hold off next time. You're like, nope. I could go another week. Nope. I'm not playing that game.
It's so true.
Yeah, totally.
So true. So anyways, I'm excited about that, though. I guess it's the little things, right? If anything, now I find myself getting excited about small things. I mean, we've talked about this, like a ride in the car, a haircut, going to the grocery store. I mean, all things that I wasn't necessarily excited about before. And now I have a new appreciation for these things, I will say.
Yeah, I still haven't been in a Target or a grocery store since this all started. We did yesterday. There's a little family-owned barbecue place right across. It's in Cottleville, which is across from where we live. And we went and got barbecue and sat outside a picnic table.
But, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was weird. That's the first time we'd eaten out since March. Crazy. I mean, we used to do that all the time. All right, so let us get to the listener question. Before that, though, actually, I want to address something, and I just want to say a heartfelt thank you to everyone. If you might have noticed, earlier this week on Monday, I created a Patreon for the show. And this is something that I've been kind of wrestling with over the past 2 to 3 years, because a lot of folks have asked privately through emails and so forth, you know, ways to support the show. And I always say, you know, if you want to support the show, the biggest thing you can do is share that you listen to the show, write a review, because I always want to make this show free and never exclusionary, never where you have to do this to hear this show, this to hear that show, and kind of stuff like that. But as you know, times are a little challenging in the travel industry right now, and I like doing what I do. I love planning vacations for guests. It has been a blessing to get to do this full time for the last 3 years and to do it for 10 years now combined with my teaching. And I don't want to give that up. And the biggest thing, too, with the podcast is, you know, we've been doing this for over 12 years, and it is. I mean, it's like my baby. It's something that I love. I've met so many friends, my best friends from all over the world. We get to share, you know, holidays, vacations, challenges, everything. You know, we get to share our lives together, and it's because of the show. And this show is not going to go away, but it does have costs and so forth. So right now, just to kind of get through this little hump, this is a temporary thing, I'm sure, because I'm itching to travel. Pam's itching to travel. We're all itching to travel. I know everything's going to bounce back, but I know it could take just a little bit of time till everybody kind of settles in and we kind of reset everything to get back to where we were. But I put this out there. It's that Patreon, which is a way just to support the shows. But I want you to know the way I'm doing this is that the last thing I want to do is, if you're in a tough situation where you have job insecurity right now and things like that, because I get it, that's where, you know, things are a lot different for me as well. So I don't want to make it where, okay, so you're down right now, you're not going to get to hear all the shows. That is never going to happen. All the shows will always be available. But if you want to support the show, you can go over to patreon.com/BRGuestPodcast. $5 a month helps a ton. I mean, it really will with our listeners. Some folks have put up $10 a month. That is incredibly kind. And I just want to thank you. And we're going to get shout outs to everybody who has already subscribed to the Patreon. It's an incredible list of over 100 folks, and I haven't even talked about it on the show yet. So if you want to do that, patreon.com/BRGuestPodcast, it would sure be appreciated. We're going to get everybody announced here on the show. I'm going to thank you each personally, but right now the list would take us from here till Friday. So we're going to kind of let things settle in. My inbox has exploded, and it's out of the kindness of your hearts. It's been incredible. I set the thing up, posted it on Facebook, went and made a turkey sandwich, and went back to my inbox, and I thought, uh-oh, something happened at Disney, because I saw how many new emails I had, and I was like, oh, no. But it was because of your kindness. So I want you to know that if you came by and did the Patreon pledge, I appreciate you so very much. If you haven't, it's fine. I get it. We're all in different places. Some folks right now, and I'm there, it's just not the time. You just can't fork it out. And I totally get it. And you're not going to miss any shows. I love all of you guys. I love just the fact that we can get together. We talked on the Lizards this weekend with Mike and his shared memories. That's always going to be what this is about. But thank you to those who are able, who can help for this minor temporary time. We're going to get through this, but your kindness is never lost on me. So thank you so much.
I just want to say too, I mean, you all have seen how Mike's been hustling, doing the shows and stuff like that. And we talk about it at the agency that this is the time that as an agency, we're all going to need to hustle in a different way. I mean, we've all kind of had successful businesses up until this point, and Mike has been a great example of that. And I know that he loves working with all of you people. So, you know, without Mike, there would be no podcast, and he definitely deserves that from this point. So, you know, your support in this space, I think, really rewards people who are doing good stuff. So.
I appreciate that. You know, because the thing is, I'm like living my dream doing this full-time travel. And the thing, you know, right now there's not a lot of income because folks have to travel. And it's by no fault of anybody. You know, it's not my guests that aren't supporting me. My guests are supporting me. We're pushing trips out so that my guests are not abandoning me. That's, Pam, you know that. Like, our guests are so loyal. You know, and the thing is, I just don't want to have to make some kind of 180 switch that's a temporary thing that could have permanent ramifications. I want to do what I do. We're just going to get through this in some kind of a creative way, and I'm going to make it worth your while. I promise you that. We'll figure it out, because I hated writing that. I hated starting this whole thing, but, you know, times are tough, and I would pick up a buddy if I could right now. So I just thank you guys so much. So I don't want to spend a lot of time on that, but I just want to send a huge thank you. And if you can help, again, patreon.com/BRGuestPodcast. Sure, appreciate it. All right, we got so many questions in the chat. We're going to jump right to the first one because they scroll away too. You guys have so many comments, sometimes I can't keep up. So,
I know, right?
Let's see. Anna had the first one. I'm going to try to go in order here. She says, I have a trip booked for the week after Christmas and will be spending New Year's Eve at Epcot. Hopefully, any tips? So we have our normal tips for Epcot's a great place to be on New Year's Eve.
Agreed.
Dude, it's a party. But I just don't know what a party's going to look like in the... We don't know what social distancing will look like in December. You know, I mean, I just can't... Like, dude... New Year's Eve at Epcot is so much fun, but it is the, like, if you look up social distancing in the dictionary, and if they need, like, a non-example that teachers use that term, not example, they would say,
right.
Mike in China with the fiery dragon and the beats pounding, like, because everybody's on top of each other. I don't know. I mean, other than that, just go and have fun and just follow the rules.
Well, I know. And I think that's the thing. Like, people, I've heard some concerned people who are like, oh my gosh, we have to wear, like right now we have to wear a mask and we have to do this and we have to do that. Yes, that's what's happening right now. And you have to understand that Disney has to follow not only the rule of safety for their guests that they set up as a company tenant, but also the rules of local and state and federal guidelines in terms of that. And Disney's just trying to find ways to open. Do I think it will look like this forever? No, I don't. Our world won't look like this forever. We won't be wearing masks for the rest of our lives. But what will have to happen to stop that? I don't know. I really, truly don't know. But I will also say, I agree with Mike, that Epcot is a great place to be on New Year's Eve. The fireworks are incredible. All the different things to do in the countries. And that's the best thing about traveling when there is some kind of celebration, be it an extra event at Epcot or a holiday that we're celebrating. Disney celebrates like no one else out there. They make it the place to be, to want to be. So just, you know, go and enjoy. But yeah, you won't want to miss the fireworks. They have been having two of them, one in the earlier evening like and then eight. At midnight. Mm-hmm. Right. And they're incredible. They're both incredible fireworks shows. One of the things that you may want to do is make sure that you schedule a dinner in Epcot at some point.
Yes, you want to have an ADR because, man, I was that one year we didn't. I remember I waited like 90 minutes to get Chinese food in China, just like the walk up. And I was like a survivor, dude. I was just glad to have some white rice, man. I was so hungry because I was so stupid. Ever since, we've always eaten a Chefs de France because it was an easy to get ADR, like kind of last minute.
That was it. Yeah, absolutely. So just, you know, plan on that. And I think we will at some point see the whole ADR system, you know, work out to be. But like, I don't know about y'all, but I'm thinking like 60 days for ADRs may not be a bad.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Keep it at 60. We need a hashtag.
So anyways, but yeah, go and enjoy. I'm jealous. You'll have a great time.
All right. We're going to roll through these as quick as we can here. Daniel had a question. What do you think will happen with the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party on August 13th? So we do know that they said, and this shocked me really, honestly, like they were coming out with all these that like 48 hours there last week, like had me shook, as the kids say.
I know.
I was a little shook. But then like all of a sudden, yes, we are having Halloween parties. I'm like, you kidding me? Like that's one thing I thought, like extra magic hours are gone. Dining plans are gone. You're saying you're keeping. But when they said that, I thought, wow, how are they going to do that? What do you think is going to happen? I think so. We don't know. Like Pam, do you know if they told you anything about the parties?
Mm-mm.
So here's what I'm thinking. This might be the one place, and I do, again, I'm just speculating I'm just a fan here. You got to remember that we're like under, like I'm in like radio silence too with a lot of stuff, but here's the thing. If there was an opportunity to have a parade and fireworks, it might be at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party because they can really, really, really limit the crowds. They could modify the parade route. Maybe they run the parade not just on Main Street through Frontierland. Maybe it goes through Fantasyland or it extends through Tomorrowland and they give more spaces where people can spread out because the parade is a selling point. I've already got a couple guests email say, if there's no parade, I'm not going. But, which I get totally. Shout out to Beth Frank. Happy birthday, by the way. She's one of the people. But also the fireworks, you could almost make work too because if you have a very limited hard ticket crowd, you can spread people out more. I don't know. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm saying it might.
I agree. I think that there are some opportunities to do some different kinds of things at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party and at Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And I think that's the thing. I think we all have to be a little flexible in this space. Like, I think you all, as we do, trust Disney, right? I really do. I trust Disney to make a great experience for me, to work their hardest to give me a magical vacation. Now, I can't let that sort of idea be confined to what I know something as, right? Like, for me, I know the Halloween party to be parades and fireworks and blah, blah, blah.
And candy.
And candy, right.
For real.
But Disney has an opportunity to bring the magic in a different way. And I think we have to be kind of flexible on that space, right? We have to let them sort of be Disney. Yeah. They're innovative. They find awesome ways to bring magic to everything. So I trust that they have people who are really thinking about this stuff right now.
And it was, you're right. Disney's Disney. And the, like, even for, we saw last weekend, enforcing social distancing, they had stormtroopers. You know what?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you could call down like, oh, you're too close together there. We're going to call the Empire, going to get zapped by his fiery fingers if you don't spread out. You know, I mean, like, that's fun. What they're telling you is back up, people. You
exactly. Know,
like, I mean, that's Disney. Yeah, I like that. That's
part
cool.
of the Disney magic. So I'm going to just trust Disney, and I'm not going to expect that things are the same, exactly the same as they used to be, but I'm going to trust that they're going to make it a really magical experience.
All right, Eli's got a question. He's asking, best place to stay on property for Princess Weekend. I love Pop Century. I do. I like Pop Century. Caribbean Beach would be another great place to stay. The Riviera. You can tell what I have in common with all these. It's a Skyliner. I like the Skyline. Now, it depends, because like when I think race weekend personally, again, this is just me, it's usually been solo over the past couple of years. I don't make the girls go down because it's a crazy weekend. And they're in school and they have other obligations of cheer and stuff. So I go by myself and I save value. I save a little money. And so Pop Century works out great for me. Love the rooms, good food court for what I need, get around with the Skyliner. Other than that, I mean, you can stay anywhere you want because you got the bus service from every resort, but I do love some Pop for a race weekend. Anything for that one, Pam?
I think that the monorail becomes even more important on a race weekend. I have to say its value increases on a race weekend because some of the buses are all, you know, the bus lines are all kind of messed up because of that. And I just think, like you, Mike, like just like the Skyliner, the monorail sort of gets you in and out of places that aren't quite as accessible by other things. So,
Jennifer, my friend down the street in O'Fallon, Missouri, says, aside from mobile order, how do you think they will handle the food court and seating at the values? They're usually crowded in normal times. That's a good question, because the values, I mean, values obviously have a lot of rooms. They have a lot of people. I mean, that's,
I agree.
That's what they do. They get people through. So, I mean, I don't know, man, because when I picture Pop Century's food court, I love Pop Century's food court, but man, there's you can't really do the, I guess you're going to have lots of room to do the hustle. That's the optimistic side of things.
I think that we'll see probably them filling less rooms at some of those larger resorts. And I think also when you do mobile ordering, I think that there will be a time, and I think that they'll want guests to be within, you know, to be picking stuff up at that time, not coming 25 minutes and hanging out. They're going to want to see, okay, here's my mobile order, here's where it is, and that before they let you in, probably.
Well, but we've seen that change on My Disney Experience, where, for example, at the Disney Springs restaurants, like a deluxe burger, if you mm-hmm. mobile order your food, it says what time you can pick it up. And it gives you, like, I think, like a half hour window, like between 6 and 6:30,
right.
6:30 and 7. And that's smart because, I mean, you that way, it's kind of a two-way transaction. You know your food's going to be ready. You're going to be yes. able to get in, get out, get your food. And also, it's great for deluxe, whatever the restaurant is. It's good for them because it's efficiency. And I think that's kind of the word. I mean, safety is the number one word Disney's looking for in this. But efficiency has to be high on their list because they need to have systems in place to get people through the experiences that they expect, but without interfering with, you can't have the haphazardness that we've always had in the past.
No, I agree. And they're just, again, that's going to require a little patience on everyone's part. But it's just like, honestly, like here at some of our local restaurants, there's a lot of people or a lot of restaurants here where you order, you get a text message that says your order is going to be done at this time. Text us when you get here. Don't come in. And then you text them and they either say, I need 10 more minutes, or I'm bringing the order out to your car now, or whatnot. But it's a way to sort of restrict that. And maybe that we'll see tables outside in other parts of the resort too. I think they're doing that in St. Louis.
Yeah, they're doing that here crazy. Like, they passed a law that said restaurants downtown can put tables on the sidewalks. So people have, they've got in the street to kind of walk around them, but they're just trying to make, that's what I like seeing, because that's creative outside the box thinking. Like, that would not have happened for this time last year, but it's a way to help keep these restaurants in business.
That's the only way they can do
it. So that's good. All right. Next question is from Samantha. I'm registered for the Wine and Dine for my first Run Disney weekend. Are y'all optimistic that it'll actually happen? I'm encouraged a lot by the opening info, but I'm just curious what your thoughts are. I thought about this one this afternoon when I was walking with my wife. Here's my thoughts. And you guys got to remember, I'm a runner and I do dopey, right? I think, and this is what I told my, and I'm just being honest. I'm not trying to crush any dreams or give any false hope. I don't even know if I should say this. Okay. I said this to my wife, and I truly believe this. I think we'll know when we're back, when Disney can run Disney events. And here's why. Run Disney events are, just by their nature, you're up close to people. It's really hard to do social distancing in a race on the scale of a Run Disney event. And remember, they got to have them at scale, some kind of scale, to make money. It's a business. They're not going to run it for 30 people and have all the logistics of a race. So they have to come up with a system to make it safe, where everybody's not on top of each other. But I mean, think about the races. Like, you're always on top of each other. You're also sweating. You're coughing. I mean, you're not trying to cough, but you're running. I mean, it's like, it's a physically demanding thing. You're breathing hard. People yak at the races. I hate to tell you, I mean, I know it's your first Run Disney event and they are magical, but I mean, every once in a while, magic escapes. It's just like, this is the nature of a race. So I think the Wine and Dine Half Marathon will happen? We had the Boston Marathon canceled for September, went virtual this past week. Chicago Marathon is still on. That's October 11th. I'm registered for that one. I'm not thinking that's going to happen. I'm being honest. I mean, I'm training every day like it will. I always train like it'll happen until it's how it was with baseball. Man, I had my uniform on. I was ready to go until they called on the phone saying the game was rained out. So I'm ready to go. Honestly, I would say it's 50-50 right now for Wine and Dine. That'd be my odds if you asked me 50-50. So I don't know, Pam, what do you think? Because I think that's one of the last things that'll get us back to normalcy is a Run Disney race.
It is hard. I mean, there's so many lines involved in that. Just picking up your registration, buying your merchandise. Yeah. I mean, that part is just, that's a lot, right? So, I don't know. I really don't know how I feel about it. And I think it will... The other thing that will really impact that is how quickly are we seeing that we're able to move about the country, right? Yes. And not see the spread of this. I think that will be something that is impacted by that too.
Yeah. I'm not saying anything that's revolutionary, but my total heartbeat on this is like, I know we're going to be back when people are comfortable with flying. Because flying is the first step. I mean, we're talking Disney, but when when folks are just fine to walk down to their, drive down to their airport, hop on a Southwest jet, get down to Florida, everybody gets home and has a good time and they get home and they're fine. That's when I think everything's going to turn. Because I know, and Pam, we've had this, I mean, everybody's had this discussion probably at your kitchen tables. The demand for travel is probably higher than it's ever been. We've been just cooped up for so long. Everybody wants to go. We just have to get through that hump of, the initial wave, the folks that are in, honestly, a lot of it's us. You know, we're going to be the ones that are getting out there traveling first, because you're listening to a travel podcast right now at a destination we love. We have memories. Some of us are owners, DVC members. I mean, you own part of the company. A lot of us annual pass holders. A lot of us just go down, watch the movies. We're going to be some of the first to travel. And when people see that we go down, we have a good time, it's a different experience, but still fun in a different way. I think that's when everything starts opening up. And then once we get through the first trip and get to the second trip, things start to look more normal and we get through this whole situation.
Yep.
But yeah, flying's step one to me. So
we'll see. I agree. I mean, I get on a plane this summer. So I'm looking forward to it just because I want to experience it so I can relay that to our team, who can relay it to our guests, who can better prepare for that. But I also want to feel like I'm living my life again. And I won't say that I haven't gained some things from this, because I have, and it's probably a greater appreciation for some things that deserved more appreciation in the past. And I am grateful for that opportunity in that space. But I think one thing that became really clear for me was that I knew that I didn't want to live the rest of my life
in a box.
Right. Yeah. I didn't. Yeah. As much as I was afraid of possibly getting this when this all first came out, I was that much more sure that I had places to go and things to do, and I wasn't doing it that. I felt like I wasn't really living my best life. And I think that that's one thing that I really made a point to be like committed to, that I am not going to take for granted a day. I am really, truly not. This isn't what my life is meant to be, is to being at home. I'm sorry, it's just not. That's just not what I see for my life. I loved having to spend the time with Steve and Han, and that, you know, we all spent that time here. I can't say that every day. I can't say that there weren't days where I was like, you two, like, this is my domain. Like, I work from home.
Seriously, I love working from home, but I'm not used to having an audience.
Exactly. Like, you're encroaching on my workspace. And, like, get HR on the phone, because I got some complaints. No, but I mean, I just, travel is part of my soul. It's part of my being. And until I get to do that again and continue to go places again, I won't feel like I'm really living my life. So that's just me, though. I know everyone has different, I'm not saying everyone should feel this way, but I'm just, you know, that's where I'm at right now.
Yep. I kicked myself for all that time I gave up not flying, you know, like, cause again, it was a fear. Like, it was an unfounded fear, you know, like,
yes.
I want to be up in a plane just to look down at the earth. I love flying. Like, I would fly just to fly for flying's sake right now, because I love it that much. It's so weird to say that, because I was definitely scared, but I wasn't living life, you know, and you guys kept telling me that, like, you're fine. Just get out there and do it. And anyway,
we're going to get the questions. You can't live your life from a place of fear.
And I was. I drove, but I was miserable. You know, so what can you do? All right, Robert's got a question. Going to Pop Century for Marathon Weekend. Me too. How does it look for ADRs, meal plans, etc.? Well, I can tell you one thing, meal plans doesn't look good for that one. No, you probably won't have a meal plan, but guess what? You're still going to be able to eat. There's still going to be food, even though there might not be a Disney dining plan. So, Pam, word is September 2021 and before, all Disney dining plans have been deleted.
They have been deleted, but that doesn't mean that they won't come back.
Exactly. We had this discussion with Ricky. Like, you can go that way, but you really can't go the opposite. So, yeah, you can always bring things back.
Yeah, it really, truly is. And what they really needed at this point was to, first of all, get a good sense of who's actually coming when they open up, right? Because there are some folks out there that have reservations that we know and they know aren't going to come, but they've kept the reservations on the books. And I think that's where Disney needs to be like, okay, we need to figure out who's actually coming. We need to figure out who's actually coming into the parks. We need to figure out who's just coming to the resort.
Yes.
And there's going to be people there. By the way, that's a little Pittsburgh thing that I hate that I do. I need to take a speech class on that.
We say Missouri all the time. What are you talking about? It sounds normal to me. I'm like, what? What, Primanti?
I should be saying going to. There are going to be people who want to just go to the resort, and that's totally fine. But Disney just needs to get a sense of that. Then with all the social distancing requirements, let's face it, I'm guessing that there are going to be changes to the restaurant environment. There have been here in Pittsburgh, right? We can't sit next to each other. So that's why they had to remove the dining plans at this point, that they had to get a sense of that. And then hopefully we'll see some opening up of those things. Then we'll see what happens. But yes, all those things can come back. So just because they're gone for right now doesn't mean they will always be gone. So don't worry about that.
Yep, I agree. They really need, like, you know, they've always had kind of a good idea of what was happening, but they need as exact as they can get it now for just the reasons, because obviously, if they're going to have less in that, think about it. Every restaurant at Walt Disney World, if they cut the capacity down to like 30%, they need every one of those tables full. I mean, they're not there as a charity. You know, we got to keep remembering that we love Disney, but they are not going to. They want to maximize profits as well. I mean, this is what every business does. If they're going to go down to
30%, look at how much money they were losing every day. I just, you know, look, small businesses and big businesses alike have been hit really hard by this. And I know that they want to come back. I know that they're passionate about the guest experience. So there's going to be opportunities for us to eat and drink. Yes. And
I kept telling Scott, like, the rule was, you know, initially the mask rule was like, you have to wear a mask unless you're eating or drinking. I'm like, well, I'm going to have a drink in one hand and a something in food in the other hand the entire time. Like, I'll be eating for 12 hours.
Well, I always have this with me. In the summer especially, I think I drink the whole day. Not drink. I mean, just there's just water.
You need a Camelback. The Camelback's the whole trick. Like, you have the tube hooked up to your backpack. Like, I'm drinking. Sorry,
I know. Here's the thing I'm most scared about. Like, dang, do not take my Disney popcorn away.
Oh,
like,
no.
Really and truly. So, anyways, no. I'll be patient. If that can't come back at first.
There's ways around this.
Right, I'll do silent sobbing in the corner.
There's ways. All right, Malcolm's got a question from the UK. I love Malcolm. Thank you so much for your email today. You really picked me up, buddy. He says, hey, Pam and Mike, hearing breaking news in the UK, the Spaceship Earth update has been stopped indefinitely and will be reopening back on the 15th of July. Has anyone else heard the same?
Malcolm, how are you getting news that we haven't been getting?
I'm serious. How's he getting this news and I have not got that news?
I don't know that anyone knows for sure what has happened with Spaceship Earth. It was supposed to go down for an extensive rehab. And I don't know that they did started it, right? Because there were restrictions on construction. But then you saw some projects getting done. So I have no idea where they are in there. I have heard that rumor out there too, but I don't know if it's true or not.
I thought that I saw somewhere that it, like on the app, that it said closed for refurbishment, which means
that was still up initially.
Was that not on there? Yeah. I mean, that means it's on still, but, and I don't even know how I feel, like, cause it could be better, you know, like I was freaked out when they refurbed the Haunted Mansion. I was freaked out when they kind of messed with the pirates. But you know what? Coming out of that, it was better both times.
There's been a few things that they've rehabbed that at the end of it, I was like, yeah, way better.
Yeah,
now, there's been a few that I was like, yeah, way worse.
Yeah, true. That's true. But, you know, the way I'm looking at like something like that is a bigger fish to fry right now. Spaceship Earth will be fine.
Right. Maybe a big crane fell onto the Imagination Pavilion, and they'll have to redo the whole thing. Dude. Oh, my.
They could do a lot of stuff with that. Yeah,
maybe Figment got COVID or something.
I wasn't going there. I was not going there, but you just did. So there you go.
Dear Lord, I apologize.
It's a quarantine zone. Sorry for all the DVC owners. You just lost your lounge, too. So
I am a DVC owner. I would give up that lounge in a heartbeat if they could sort of wipe the slate of Imagination and start over.
Yes, I do like that lounge. I'm not DVC, but the best thing, you know, if you're not DVC, the second best thing is have friends that are. So there you go. All right, Alfred's got a question. Do you have any knowledge of the 50th anniversary plans? This is one, not a clue. I mean, I'd imagine it's going to be delayed because of all this, but who knows?
I would think so, too. I think that they're going to have other things that they need to concentrate on, right? Mm-hmm. I am not jealous of the opening team and everyone involved with trying to get all these moving parts going in the same direction. And then to think about this, right? You have the marketing people, you have the finance people.
The marketing people. Can you imagine marketing people? Like, yes. I mean, Disney's so good at marketing. They are so good. Because, I mean, like, I still, that commercial with that daughter that's like, you know, she's getting ready to go off to college and the dad's like, I'm thinking about it right now, getting goosebumps. Like, they're so good at it. Like, I'm just like, okay, just let me book a trip right now because Mallory's 12 and she's going to be going to college tomorrow. So, I mean, they're so good at what they do, but can you imagine right now, they're like, okay, we don't have fireworks, no parades, nope. You know, go down the list, like, okay.
Can we pull out an old commercial? Nope, because we're not doing any of that stuff anymore. Exactly. Like, all right, in our commercials, do we mention the coronavirus or not mention the coronavirus?
Like, you know, you get like some stock footage, like this little girl kissing Mickey on the nose. No, we got a death wish. What are you doing? You know, like, oh my gosh, it's
I
crazy.
Know. I feel bad, really and truly, but you know, maybe they'll have some magical commercial.
They're earning their keep this time. I'm telling you, man.
For
they're
right?
Good at what
it's
they
probably
do.
A cushy job most times, but
oh
right
my
now.
God, yeah. I mean, they're good at what they do under normal circumstances, man. If they make me cry coming out of it, which they could, because they could think about it. They could talk about you've needed these moments. We're doing the job for them. Here it is. You've been cooped up. You've been with the folks.
Do you have
you
some
love.
In the background going? Not no.
Yeah, no. No, we no. can't do that. All right, let's get to one more question.
No
what
sneezing
we're
in the background,
no,
please.
Absolutely not. Don't have large crowds, which, I mean, dude, every picture of Wishes or Happily Ever
right?
After, the masses, like all of Central Florida in front of the castle, which how it should
They'll
be under normal circumstances. Right? I love it.
They'll have to feature families in the resort room.
Yes. Unmasked.
Aren't you sick of your own house, for Lord's sake?
Yes. Staring at these four walls, come see our four walls. We have come and stay in an Art of Animation family suite themed to Cars. Come right. stay where you have pit stop right outside your bed. You have
you
corrugated
right.
steel to look at and touch. You probably won't touch it, but yeah. I don't know. Anyway, all right, one more question. Then what we're going to do is we're going to hold over the questions. Ricky's going to join us on Friday. We'll continue because you guys have lots of great questions, and this has been... It's just good to laugh. It's good to laugh with our family, and that's what we're doing here. So let's get to it. Ashley says, my August wedding was canceled due to the virus, and she has a little cracked heart there. I feel that's terrible.
For
I mean,
sure.
These are all vacations, but I mean, I know so many people have lost landmark things, graduations, proms, weddings. This is no fun. My fiance and I live in Orlando, so I wanted to make a special dining reservation. I was thinking California Grill, but want to try somewhere I haven't been. Any suggestions for something unique off the beaten path? This, of course, is assuming the restaurants are open like normal, but let's pretend like they will be. Yes, let's do pretend, but I think they will be.
Let's pretend.
All right, so I'm picturing what Pam's going to say. She would have said California Grill. She would have, but that's already been thrown out. I have two suggestions. I'm going to say two. These are the two I have better in your head right now. You got to be honest.
Okay.
Jiko. Flying yes. Fish.
Those are both great suggestions. We don't know if the ADR system is going to be up and running and what's that going to look like, but those are both great suggestions. I mean, Jiko really has some unique offerings. Check out the menus and maybe wait until they reopen to really check them out. But look and see if there's something there that's appealing to you. It's not... food that's not familiar to all of us. I think that that's the case with, you know, there's a few things that are really sort of unique to Jiko, but it has some different like takes on some things maybe that we're more comfortable with. Flying Fish has fantastic seafood options if you like that, but they have one of the best steaks on Disney property too. So you can feel safe going there if you like either one of those. And I'm going to suggest one more. And it's one that you can make a reservation at right now. And that is at Coppa at the Four Seasons.
The Copacabana that Barry Manilow sings about?
Copa.
I love that song.
Copacabana. Right?
Yeah, no, Coppa.
But Coppa is available because it's not on the Disney reservation system. You can make it, I believe, through Open Table. And you can call the restaurant exactly. You can call the restaurant
directly.
And then they'll be able to help you.
Exactly and directly.
Directly. How did I turn directly into
gonna.
Exactly?
Gonna. You're gonna say directly.
I know, because I've been stuck in these four walls for too long. Get the Disney crew here right now.
This has been so fun today. And by the way, Amanda said her hubs got an email today saying the Spaceship Earth would reopen with Epcot. The project has
from
been
whom,
postponed.
Though,
I know,
Amanda.
I know.
That's what we need
Why
to know.
Why am I not getting these
like,
emails?
I don't think that Disney sent that out, but there's a lot of fan sites that are sending out stuff like that, so...
Oh, okay. I just wonder, like, if it's like, hey, here's a little insider info. That's good, though. Hey, I'm not saying it's true. I mean, I trust Amanda, though. I'm not saying Amanda's making this up either.
Oh, no, I'm not either.
I'm saying it's probably right. Yeah, just I want to get on that. Just Amanda, get me on that email list. Mike@BeOurGuestPodcast.com.
Right.
All right, so we are going to hold the rest of these questions. We're going to keep rolling. So if you're in the live chat, hang with us. Ricky's dying to jump in here. She's texted me 17 times. I'm like, chill out. You're going to be on Friday's show. You're going to be fine. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for all the great questions. We'll continue those on Friday. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less. The parks are opening back up. Mid-July, we're going to have theme parks back open. The resort's going to open up. We're going to get you down there. You're going to have great memories. And this is going to be one for the books. You know, you'll be like, because you know, even if, say, Disney lifts the mask thing, you got to take a mask and get a picture on your next trip because you got to mark the times. And you'll be able to tell your grandkids and your kids about these amazing times and how this was such a different trip. Like, I always talk about the hurricane trip. You know,
I know.
Like, the parks were closed for like 36 hours. That could have been a negative. No, I talk about how I survived a hurricane. Like, people in Missouri don't do that. I was at Disney. So anyway, we're going to make the best, but we for sure appreciate your support when you go on that next vacation, whether it's Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, Disneyland, Walt Disney World. Drop by the Magic for Less. Check out all the great trip planning tools to get those wheels churning, to see all the pictures and all the details. I would say all the dining plan details. Got to change it. I got to fix my brain. But, you know, you can look at, they still have restaurants. They have food. You can see where you're going to eat, even though you can't buy a dining plan. Anyway, you need a travel agent now more than ever. We're going to take care of you from the get-go. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. That really helps support the show. And the new way to support the show is on Patreon, patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Thank you so much to all of our brand new patrons. We're going to recognize you here on an upcoming show very, very soon. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter @brguestmike and @brguestpod. Facebook.com/beourguestpodcast. All right. We are going to get out of here and we'll be back again on Friday with more of your current listener questions. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to head back to work. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.